Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Edgar Jatu of McCree Jatu PLLC. Edgar, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Oh, lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem. I appreciate you taking some time out. And what I want to do was just read a little bit more about Edgar so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Edgar is a partner of McCree Jatu PLLC, which specializes in employment law, representing primary employees as well as small business and nonprofits. Originally from Cameroon and raised in New York City, Mr. Jatu earned a Bachelor's of Arts degree in sociology and a minor in economics from Brandeis University. He received his JD from American University, Washington College of Law, and Mr. Jatu is a member of both the Maryland and District of Columbia Bar Associations. Edgar, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, I'm very ready.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I had was just to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Sure. So, you know, one thing about law school is that they don't prepare you for starting your own practice. And as a young lawyer, when I initially had the thought of going out on my own, I was only 3 years out. But thankfully, in those 3 years, I gained a lot of experience and worked with other smaller firms. And I felt close enough to the business side that I can give it a go. And certainly, I imagined in my mind that I would be a much older attorney before I would, you know, have the courage to go on my own. But an opportunity presented itself at the time. And I figured that, look, you know, I know what I'm talking about. I think that given my experiences, you know, as a student leader and as a lawyer, that I can probably figure out the business side. I always felt a very resourceful person. And I knew that I could, you know, figure that part out. And in terms of the risk factor, I just figured, well, I'm a young man, I have no kids, so no one's really depending on me to feed them. So I figured, let's just give it a shot, you know. And I tell people, look, you know, it's not that hard to start a firm. You know, this day and age, all you need is a laptop and a phone. But, you know, so that wasn't hard to start the firm. But certainly maintaining it, that was where the challenge really lied.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I've always heard that it's like the easiest time of all time to, you know, start a business. But obviously, you know, like you spoke to, actually building it and running it, maintaining it, make sure clients are happy, all those things require a lot more. So often you have to make sure that you are able to kind of balance those things. But it's good to kind of hear that, you know, you took that quote unquote risk. And sometimes what seems like the riskiest thing can sometimes be the less riskiest thing, I guess you can say, sometimes after you end up doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. The advice I always give other lawyers or people looking to start their own business is, you know, you have to acknowledge that there's risk, right? You know, you cannot ignore that. I don't care, you know, how much money you saved or how much planning you put into it. You know, anything can happen. You know, that could, you know, derail your business, particularly when it's so young. And it's never really a good time. And that was the key for me when I decided to go do it. Like, when there will never be a good time. You know, if I wait, then I'll have even more risk because I'll probably have a lot of children by that point. You know, if I do it now, there's certain risk there too. So there's never a good time. You know, you just have to just go for it, you know, and just be mindful of, you know, who you surround yourself with. You know, what are you tapping into all available resources? Are you willing to be flexible and try new things? And I felt being able to do those things was very important. You know, we're just willing to try stuff, you know, even if, it didn't work out. So that's really important.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I know that's definitely one of the kind of the integral skills you need as an entrepreneur and business owner is to be able to, you know, be curious and try different things out. So, and I know you work with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners. So could you drill down a little bit deeper and tell us a little bit more on like things that you do to help support those clients that you work with?
Absolutely. So we have a pretty robust practice. So just a little bit more background about my firm. You know, I practice mainly employment law, and a lot of the work we do involves helping small business owners minimize risk and also ensure that they have the proper infrastructure in place to ensure that they're being fair to the employees and compliant with the law. That can be anything from drafting up employment agreements, you know, employee handbooks, any other possible procedures, and also ensuring that if you're going to make any personnel decisions, that you're doing it properly and compliant with federal and local law. Beyond that, my partner, Marcia McPhee, and Alyssa Geschman, they also handle anything from commercial issues, like so reviewing, you know, contracts you might have, or, you know, if someone owes you money, owes someone else money, you know, real estate matters. So if you're looking to go into real estate deals out of a commercial space or otherwise, we can handle that too. And any other matters that, you know, might come about, you know, we're a pretty full service firm and we can offer many legal services to a small business or a nonprofit.
Awesome. 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 And I know that it always seems like it comes up as a question, especially in this day and age, especially like the 1099 gig economy, especially. Do you find that a lot of people that start businesses have questions around, you know, if a person is an employee or whether or not they're hiring somebody as an employee? So I guess I'm kind of asking if, even though you may not have an employee, is this something that you can provide help with for those clients?
Oh, absolutely. So for sure. I mean, I think in this day and age, that's a common question we get all the time from small business owners and nonprofits. You know, how do we, you know, how do you properly classify someone? And it's becoming harder and harder, you know, because I think, you know, because of this new gig economy, a lot of people think that they can classify people as independent contractors. But, you know, you still have to be very careful. You know, any exertion of control over someone's schedule or when they come to work or what they're doing could put you on the line or over the line as to whether or not they're an employee. And so that's one of the main things I counsel a lot of my current clients and potential clients is, how do you make that decision as to whether to classify someone as a 1099 or W-2 employee? And a lot of times now, it's more than just following what we call the economic realities test, which you can find on the IRS website or on the labor website. You know, it kind of can come down to what kind of business you want, you know, and what that person will be doing for you. And in some cases, after we have a conversation about the business and what you're looking for in the position, I might say you might want to put the person as an employee because there's a certain level of control you need, you know, and in terms of just risk, you know, to you, it might be better. Is it more expensive? Yeah, it will be more expensive, but probably better to do that than to have issues trying to, you know, run the kind of business you're looking to run. And so, and that's what we do all the time. We sit down with people and it's more than just, you know, we look at the test and make a judgment call. We want to really talk to you about your business, your goals, you know, the goals of the position in question, and come up with a strategy that makes the most sense. You know, it's never a cookie cutter solution.
Yeah, kind of sounds like it. Now, there's no one size fits all, especially probably in this legal world, because there's so many different factors, it kind of sounds like, to determine what is an employee, what is not an employee, how you can help out that client or not help out that client. So that makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you and your company or your organizations, or for yourself. So could you give us an example for that?
Sure. I would say that our secret sauce, what distinguishes us is, you know, part of the reason why we opened up our law firm was because we wanted to make sure that clients that came to us felt that they could afford legal service. And of course, there's always a fine line between, you know, getting paid and paying bills and having the life that you're looking to have. But at our firm, it's very important to us that clients know that from the onset that, one, we try not to make money a barrier to working with us. You know, we try to be very flexible and honest about fees we charge and why we're charging them. And in cases where we believe that we can help someone on contingency, we'll do it. You know, particularly if someone has been legitimately wrong. So I think that's what separates us from other firms in the market, is that we try not to make money an issue. And again, of course, there's a fine line between getting paid for your work and for your time. Also acknowledge that, you know, if you lost your job, of course, you're not going to be able to pay for a lawyer, you know, and we try to be sensitive about that people come from many different places and we try to meet them where they are.
That's awesome. And especially like in, like you said, that we talked about in this day and age, you know, especially when you think about hiring an attorney, sometimes you're automatically afraid that, you know, just from talking to the client or talking to a lawyer for maybe 30 seconds or so, you're going to get like a $3,000 bill. So people are kind of afraid to make that call. So it's great to hear that first and foremost, it sounds like you put the client first and you try to have a conversation to determine exactly where they are. And then you kind of go from there to kind of make sure that you're serving them, but also making sure that you're still going to be able to be in business, which is
right. Right.
Awesome. 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 And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as an entrepreneur or business owner.
So I would say that as a lawyer, a lot of our time is spent on email. You know, it's basically the lifeblood of how we communicate with the outside world, clients, potential clients, courts, whatever you name it. You know, one thing that I have started using for help manage email is an app called MixMax. That's M-I-X-M-A-X. And essentially, it's a Gmail add-on, and it allows you, which is very important to me, to send large files, you know, without any funkiness to it. It's basically you attach a file and it becomes essentially like a new window like a instant window when you open it, or downloads directly to your internal storage, which has been great because now we can send large documents to people without a problem. You know, like on MixMax, that you can schedule emails. So particularly if you're working late at night and you don't want someone to see that you're up late, because that can set a bad precedent, depending on who you're working with, you know, I can schedule emails to go out the following morning, you know, so that it's in the normal course of business. Those are probably the two biggest features I love about MixMax and why I use it. You can also track emails, so you send an email out, you can track, you know, when it was opened, if your attachments or links were downloaded or clicked on. So I love it. I stand by it.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a great hack because, like you said, if you're working late at night, as I know, I'm a night owl, so sometimes I send emails late, but it's great to be able to know that I can schedule them so that they're not being sent late. And then, of course, you know, not having to find a link to find a link to be able to send so that you are able to, you know, send those large files is definitely of great importance as well. And now I wanted to ask you for another one of my favorite questions, which is the CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I would certainly tell my younger business self, and I think something I still try to remind myself is, this is not a marathon. It's not an experience, it's a marathon. You're going to go through so many roller coasters. You know, things can be going great and everything's gravy, you know, and then you're going to hit, you know, a bad spot. You're going to face a challenge you're going to have to overcome. You know, we're going to have a bad day. You know, a really bad day, a string of bad days. So yeah, it's really important to have perspective and just know that there's gonna be, you know, sunny days and stormy days, but really important to have perspective. You know, if you're going through a challenge, you know, sit down, think about it, consult colleagues, consult, you know, people you trust, you know, and work to resolve them, you know, and just hope you can move on. But that's super important to me because, you know, particularly in law, you know, you're gonna win a lot of cases or lose a lot of cases. Particularly my line of work, you lose a lot more than you win. You know, you have challenging situations with clients, with opposing counsel, with the courts. And so what has helped me over the years has been to sit down, think about things, be flexible, change policy, create templates, and just have a big mental library about, okay, not to do that again, right. You know, so that you can move forward and make better decisions in the future.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And especially within business, you know, there's ups and downs, highs and lows. And that's a great reminder. And sometimes you have to, quote unquote, fail in order to succeed. So a lot of times you have to hack things, figure out what works and what doesn't work, and have to pivot as a result of it. So I think that's a phenomenal reminder for us. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're open to have different, quote unquote, CEOs on this show. So I wanted to ask you, Edgar, what does being a CEO mean to you?
It means being creative, it means being brave, and I think it means also controlling your own destiny. And I think one of the best things I love about running my own practice is that I have more control over the cases I take on, the people I work with. You know, and in large part, you're kind of creating your own legacy, you know, with every decision you make, you know, and every milestone you achieve. And to me, it's one of the, you know, best feelings ever. It's, you know, be able to say something, I own this firm, you know, everything I do for the firm is creating a new legacy and achieving milestones and something that you can be proud of.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. And that's, again, another great reminder of the idea of creating your own legacy and why you are running a marathon, as you said, because a lot of times you're placing those bricks, putting those seeds in place so that it sprouts to be, you know, what you plan to have in the future. So, Edgar, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best people can get a hold of you.
Sure. Well, thank you again for having me on. I'll start with how to get a hold of me. So we have a website, www.mnlawyerspllc.com. We have a social media feed there, and if you want to schedule an appointment with us to discuss any legal services issues you might have, you can do that there as well. I also encourage you to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can find all those links on our website. Also, just in terms of parting words, you know, I love to be in the community of business owners. I know we're a law firm, but I do consider myself a business owner and entrepreneur. So, you know, what has been so phenomenal to me as I have opened my practice has been able to network with people like you, Gresham, and other people who come to the entrepreneurs, you know, to share best practices and, you know, share war stories and to help better each other. So it's amazing to be part of this community. And thank you again for having me on the show.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's an amazing place to be. And Edgar, I appreciate you for what you're doing to help out us as entrepreneurs and business owners. And I'll make sure to have all those links in the show notes, but I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
And you do the same, Gresham.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.